Anyway, so Dr. Sherry Rogers, she does a thing, something publishing, strategic publishing, yeah. She does a thing where you can do a blood test. It's pretty comprehensive. I think she said it's a 12-page deal. And then she could do a consultation with you and really get down in the nitty-gritty. That seems pretty fun. That seems pretty fun. If you could do that, see, I really like her. Prestige Publishing. Yep, came in right in. Get near that file drawer and it'll just pop right out. Prestige Publishing for Sherry Rogers. So those are some. Also, Dr. Jennifer Daniels does consulting like that too, which would be vitalitycapsules.com. So those are a few ideas. Ideas. Right now I am helping the ultra poor in Philippines. This person says, wow, hopefully moving there when the time is right. I feel like we as souls are put on the planet to help those who need it most. It is when I'm helping others that my life is blessed with amazing joy and happiness, with love from amazing relationships all around the world. My goodness. I wish you the best and hope you enjoy many more amazing revolutions around the sun. Well, isn't that nice? And he's a fellow. Oh, he's the one that bought the sauna. Gonna move to the Philippines. Patrick, how do you spell the product that Dr. Sherry Rogers says helps the body use sulfur more efficiently? It's molybdenum. Actually, it's molybdenum, but I'll tell you how to spell it here. Okay. I had it right in Google, saved it because it likes to help me. Molybdenum. Molybdenum. Or more easily said, molybdenum, which is not the correct way, but it's molybdenum. And it's some kind of a mineral, I guess. And Dr. Rogers, when I mentioned sulfur, she says, oh yeah, I really like sulfur. We sell one. She asked about ours. And then she said, yeah, I figured out over the years that if you do molybdenum a couple times a week, just 1 milligram, just twice a week, that's not a lot, that helps sulfur even supercharge sulfur even more. So I bought some of that for fun. It's very inexpensive. Get a chelated molybdenum and you can take it with your sulfur if you want. Just twice a week. She said just 2 doses. So that's pretty fun. Gregory Peck. That's the guy. To Kill a Mockingbird. See how it works? As soon as you let it go, then it comes in. Yeah, the mind's an amazing little software. You just say, find that. And it will. The mind is a wonderful servant and a terrible master. Find it, dude. It will. We had a good show on yawning and stretching yesterday with Adam B. I just read a yawning email. Sorry, yawning. Oh, my God. Aren't we humans just a little hilarious? Start reading about yawning and then start yawning? I know we were getting emails yesterday from people saying, man, I really started yawning every time we were talking about yawning so much. Have you found a good toothpaste, Patrick, with no glycerin and no chalk and no fluoride? No. The only thing I've found, the chalk, Dr. Ellie says, scratches the surface, and I think she's right. It does clean a little bit, but it will scratch it. But I really believe her idea of getting that tooth hard with the light shining through. I think she's right on that for sure. But I have not. If you find one with no glycerin, no fluoride, and no chalk, a paste, I'd love to see it. I bought a tooth soap, which is a saponified, but it's pretty intense. Not sure if I'll stick with that one, but let me go to Amazon. I think I went to tooth. They didn't have it on Amazon, the one I want. I think it was like toothsoap.com or something like that. You know, I'm going to look around. I bet you there's some things in right in front of you and people that we work with. There's a great little ad right on the top of our page today, Living Libations. I'm sure that Nadine has some. I know she's got a lot of tooth care products, but I the only reason I didn't go there, I think most of them have essential oils, so I was concerned about the essential oils screwing up the microbiome. So I would have to do more research on that, but certainly go to Living Libations right on the top page of our website, and she's got a whole section on teeth, I believe, oral care. So there, I'm sure there's something in here. Man, I'm so excited. I didn't even thought about it. Okay. So here she has a frankincense toothpaste. Well, that sounds good. Cocos nucifera, which is coconut, sodium bicarbonate, saponified olea uripa olive oil, boswellia, myrrh. Oh, I see. So that's the reason. But Dr. Ellie claims that these things will screw up your microbiome. So that's what really kind of got me. Here's some tooth clay. She's got a lot of stuff. Now here's one. Coconut, sodium bicarbonate, olive oil, clay, sea buckthorn, rose, menthol, oregano. Oh, no, oregano, that could mess up microbiome, couldn't it? See, I'm confused. So, yeah, I want to do that. I'm going to figure out something. I want to get something from Living Libations and try that. Then I'll test it. If my DNA is not happy, well, go back to square one. Oh, yeah, white rice will stop the Hershey white rice diet. But I don't know about that because, Adam, I did the white rice, do it, and still doing it, and I'm pooping, so. But maybe it will stop you if you got really loosey-goosey, huh? So to this email, you might just do white rice. You can do some organic jasmine or white basmati and do some whipped butter. And that's supposedly, Adam says, will stop the diarrhea. But I've been really eating a lot of it to lower the protein. So my little tummy thing is healing. That's really helped, a la Constantine Manastresky. But it certainly hasn't slowed my digestion. Of course, now all these probies have been taken now. There's no way. Phew. No way anything's going to hang out. Man, did you hear the fellow Sandy Rideout say that we are 80%? Is that correct? Adam, is that a correct number? 70 to 80% bacteria or enzymes? Adam says black sheep are the result of molybdenum-enhanced diet, creating a copper deficiency, alternating a high moly. See, when I do it this way in a sentence, it's hard to say it. I'll say I'm calling them alternating high molybdenum diet with a high copper diet produces wool, banded black and white. Well, we're not talking about a high molybdenum diet. We're talking about two little things. That's funny. Causes the copper to go down if you do high or molybdenum enhanced diet, copper deficiency. Well, you know, that's one thing about doing all these isolated nutrients. Adam's got a point. When you do these things, everything moves around. So I may not even do the molybdenum. Yeah, I got to be getting enough molybdenum and all the minerals we're doing. Come on. Why would we need extra? Okay, I'm off of that. Thanks, Adam. I'm easy to change these days, boy. I'm not holding on to anything. Yeah, I mean, every one of these products, it has molybdenum in there, right? Living Streams, Intramin, Ken Rose, they all got molybdenum in there. Come on, I got to be getting enough molybdenum for myself, or? Okay, done. Close that file drawer. Well, just wasted $10. Oh, well. Put it in the cabinet with the rest of the stuff I don't use anymore. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. The only thing consistent is change. And everything is subject to change. That's a great spiritual principle, that everything is subject to change. It's going to be a good show title. Why is that meaningful? What does that mean? Okay, perfect example. So say I think, well, I'll do a little molybdenum, and that's going to help supercharge sulfur because I like Dr. Sherry Rogers, and she's cool. But maybe she didn't look at the whole picture either, and maybe a lot of her people aren't doing a lot of them. So then Adam Stentz did a high molybdenum diet for sheep, a molybdenum enhanced diet, which would be a supplementation, screws up the copper, makes a copper deficiency. And then we know, or we believe, I believe, that when you start taking all these isolated nutrients, probably magnesium is one of the few ones, that, and vitamin C, that it doesn't screw things up, that it can push on another thing. There's no doubt about it. When you do a hair analysis, and that's how they discover your balances. And I know that copper and zinc are push on one another. If you want to get rid of too much copper, take more zinc. And I don't like to play that game where I'm trying to balance that stuff. I'd rather do all the minerals I got, and the body's going to figure it out. So where I was going with that is everything's subject to change. So I've only been on the molybdenum thing for 3 or 4 days since Dr. And now I'm off. Because Adam just made a great argument. See, as soul, we're creative. And we have the power to create. And the problem that we get into is like the that I've gotten into most of my life, and learning how to get out of it. As Mark Twain eloquently said, it's not what we don't know that's a problem. It's what we know that just ain't so. And we humans do it all the time. And I'm trying to do it less and less. We get dogmatic or absolute about something, and then it just shuts it down. Shuts it down. And then the new information that might be more beneficial doesn't come in. So unless you become like children, do you enter the kingdom? And that's what kids do. You know, kids will just kind of play around and say, well, what about this if I do this? And what about this? And they don't walk around saying, Mom, I really have to have my post-toasties, otherwise I'm going to get rickets. Or whatever. You know, they don't do that. The mom might do that, but kids don't do that. You're going to say, well, eat this one because this one, okay, sure. This has got more cocoa on the Cocoa Pops. Okay, I'll do that one. A white rice corrects both, doesn't slow digestion, it corrects digestion, stopping both diarrhea and constipation. Now, there you go. See? I'm a logical kind of guy sometimes, Adam says. Good job. Corrects it. Yeah, but I've been enjoying that. I've been eating a lot of it. I really like it. It's like, boy, I could almost live on this. Because a lot of people do. What's a company in California? They have a great company, all the rice. I'll go to Amazon and find it. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I ordered some from them. It's good. Here comes Lundberg. Lundberg. Yeah, you've seen Lundberg in the hippie food store. They have organic California white jasmine rice. They have Lundberg white rice. And it's interesting. Remember the SIBO fellow? Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth fellow, you could put that in our search engine. He suggested that white, organic white rice, one of the least offensive food to feed SIBO bacteria in the small intestine. Isn't that interesting? And that's probably one of the ideas where Konstantin Manastirsky, I don't know, I keep track of all this stuff, how Konstantin Manastirsky suggested the white rice, but his argument was, well, if you do have H. pylori and you don't know for sure, unless you do a blood test or let them stick a camera down your throat, which that's not cool, he said is to just limit the amount of protein and help the stomach to heal. But two, you know, if it is an H. pylori thing, I think that the Derma Gold, which is the right bacteria that actually eats up that H. pylori from living streams, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing pretty much a lot of it. And I suspect that's why my tummy is happier as I speak. I'm so excited. But everything's subject to change, you know. The whole thing could fall down, go boom, and I'll let you know. But I don't think so. Well, everything is subject to change. Can't have it both ways, Patrick. You know, when you do, thy will be done, then thy will be done, even if you don't want to hear the right answer, right? Thy will be done, and then you say, no, except for this, right? Thy will be done, no, except for this. No, thy will be done, except for this. And that's really true. Faith can move mountains, and does, and will. But either in or you're not. We've talked about it before. And so I'm telling you this story just because this is a great story how Spirit will protect us on all levels when we really surrender to it. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have to go out and do all this stuff in the physical reality. We go through all the ropes and we take all the stuff and we try this and try that. The whole time, Spirit, we're learning things karmically of why this works, why that doesn't work, how to let go of this. Maybe I listen to this person. So it's a big, beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, holistic mishmash of God. And it's not just, no, there are times when Spirit will just come in and just, whoop, you're healed. Those are pretty rare, but it happens, and it can do that. But oftentimes, all of these different things that we have going on, whether it's tummy karma or whatever, karma, that all of you are going through with different things. These are all about learning lessons and all learning about how to do the dance without whining and going crazy. And maybe you have some karma with this particular doctor. It's a whole package. So we encourage you to do the whole package, and we're to help you do the whole package the best we can, turning you on to some of the coolest people, the coolest products, and the spiritual aspects so you get the whole... the best we can do, you know. I just do the best I can here, folks. I heard on your program that your heartburn was cured with Blakely's probiotics. No, I didn't say cured, but it's definitely my rearview mirror for now. Mostly we think, mine's kind of a tricky thing because God knows what. But if you had heartburn, I would go for the Living Streams probiotics, the Derma Gold, and the Bifido. I would start with those three. Living Streams, Derma Gold, Bifido, and Living Streams Probies. And if you want to throw in the minerals, you could, but you don't. Try those and see if it doesn't help. You know, really play around with your diet, Mark, as well. See if you can determine what things are causing the burning. Space out your meals. Make sure you're digesting everything before you pile up things on there. Make sure you chew your food really good. Make sure you drink some water. This is the best information I have to date. This could change, as everything's subject to change. But the best information I have on May 25 would be you could put your probies in the water, the Living Streams probes in the water, drink the water with your meal. That's a little contrary to most people, but More and more people are saying that. Constantine, Wayne Blakely, Sandy Rideout. Sandy studied the digestion for 25 years. I mean, just a lot. And he works with a gastro, and Wayne is, he knows his stuff. And I do better when I never did water with food either, because I was always taught, no, don't do that. It dilates the stomach acid. But though, again, the stomach acid is not there. You know, it's okay if you dilute a little bit with water. It's going to have enough to, you know, to do its thing. Now, if you got zero stomach acid, and you're that category, you're going to find out that drinking water is going to make things worse. But most people have enough. Some. It's just tricky business. Some ways you wish it wasn't, but... How do I get a report of Dr. Daniel's candida thing? Just go to vitalitycapsules.com, vitalitycapsules.com, and click on the Candida Cleaner Report. How do you find out about the MGO board, or the non-molding sheetrock? Go to Breathing Walls. I think it's breathingwalls.com, right? Yeah, breathingwalls.com. And they're actually selling it now in this country. Structural MGO board. Wow. Pretty cool. It will not mold. It won't even fall apart. Pretty cool, huh? I don't see the turpentine on your site, writes Paul. Discontinued? What brand do you and Dr. Daniels recommend? Yeah, we don't do the Amazon links anymore, so we took a lot of that stuff out of our store. And we might put a few back in, and who cares if we don't get the commission as a service to you. And I think we'll go ahead and put the turpentine back in, because we should, right? Who cares? We don't make any money. Thanks. So we'll do that. But it's Diamond G Forest Products. We're doing fine financially. Diamond G Forest Products. But just like the fogger, we'll put a few things in our store just as a service to you. Just as a service to you. Previously with Peter Ragnar, who's a great example of staying young and healthy, we asked him what kinds of things he takes.
Personally, for myself, I look at all of the supplements that help bolster and harmonize my hormones. And, you know, this is both for men and for women. And when you go online, there's so much information about that out there. I heard on one of your advertisements there, Patrick, about the pine pollen. I personally take pine pollen, which I think it's an amazing product, has an amazing effect upon the body.
Peter, it's one of our favorites too. Pine pollen, any of these are Thrival links. You have the pine pollen pure potency, pine pollen gold, and if you'd like to get it every month, the auto ship is the best price. Also, Stephen Buhner's book, exclusively on pine pollen, is right there on the site too, Daniel's site, right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. And guys, if you're doing the pine pollen thing for, you know, little boy stuff, remember we have Elk Velvet on sale. I think it's going to go on for a couple weeks. Boy, this is really a nice complimentary thing for an aphrodisiac kind of thing in strength. Yeah, Elk Velvet is banned in most professional sports, in case you didn't know that. We mentioned that this morning. There's a reason why. I think you can figure that out. Now, it's not because they're going to have sex in the locker room. It's because it makes them stronger. I think of the Olympic thing. I think Elk Velvet, too. Maybe wrong on that, from the Olympics. But anyway, it's on sale. Big sale, Elk Velvet. Any Thrival link will take you there. And you get some pine pollen while you're there. And boy, this will get you strong too, baby. Check this out. Previously with our friend Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom.
A good example of this also is like the Hoshu Wu formula. That is that's a new one that came out. It's really good because it's a blood builder. A lot of people don't understand that Hoshu Wu is actually toxic if it's not prepared correctly. So I wanted to come out with one that not only features the Hoshuwu as the king herb in the formula, but it's prepared of a minimum of 14 days. Usually we try and get 20, 21 days of cooking it. So you can think of it as like it's in a slow cooker with black beans. Huh. And it's basically just cooking down and deactivating some of those liver toxic compounds. So we do use that as like the bulk of the formula, but we basically put a lot of like mature ginseng root, like in our root extract. We have the fermented and hydrolyzed pearl powder, reishi stem, and it's got shudihong, which is like a Romania type family. We got both the prepared warm stuff and then the cool stuff to kind of balance it out in a sense so it doesn't become sticky. If you get a good quality hoshuwu that's properly prepared, it definitely has some invigorating qualities to it and makes you feel relaxed, but yet fully vigorous and energized.
Now, that's the kind of hoshuwu that you would like, right? Really nice products, as you can hear. If you'd like to order hoshuwu or the other products, click on Shen Blossom right there on the front page, OneRadioNetwork.com.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high. And then he lightly touched down.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
The amazing Sammy Davis Jr. When I was a kid in high school, I was a big Sammy Davis Jr. fan, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, all the kids. All my friends, they were listening to people like the Beatles. I like the Beatles too, but I was listening to all this old folks music, they called it. I don't know. Yeah, he's one of my big fans. I'm a big fan of Sammy Davis Jr. Patrick, what is the food that Dr. Broderick has for kittens? Some of the other foods, they're total organic, a lot of meat, but some of them have a few grains in there. And I thought that cats were carnivores, totally. Yes, it's the perfect food. That's the one that has nothing but for the kitties, and that would be cornucopiapetfoods.com, and great products, totally organic. I think it's the only totally organic pet food in the world, isn't it? Maybe the totally organic can thing, but boy, yeah, boy, when we get another kitty, that's where we're putting her on. Perfect. So much cancer going on in cats. It's like, oh my God. And we think it's the food. Another one from Dr. Broderick he did a paper about dissolving a golf ball sized urinary bladder stone. I would just contact cornucopiapetfoods.com, call them, and he could probably send you that paper. Deep down, I don't feel connected spiritually. I like when you talk about these things, but I just don't understand most of what you're saying. I get that. Wait a minute, I just lost the email. Sorry. My mouse attacked me. Where is it? Okay. From Liba. I come from a Catholic background and don't feel there's any answers really there for me. I truly believe divine spirit can heal me, and I know I'm the blockage that stands in the way. Which teachers do you follow, or do you think that could help me in my search? Well, I'm an Ekankar, have been for over 30 years, ekankar.org. You can check that out. That may be a nice path for you. And Ekankar is pretty simple. It's been taught since the beginning of time because it's just the it's just a teaching about soul and truth and God. God is God, and I think it's the cleanest, most direct path to God. But that's just me, and this path just gives you exercises and teachings to help you connect with divine spirit. That's it, and then you become one with spirit. Spirit works through you, and spirit, that's how it works, and it's pretty simple. It's a great path. It's just very sweet. And we have different spiritual exercises. And you know, spiritual exercises are like physical exercises. So unless we exercise our spiritual muscles regularly, we can then get caught up in the world of Maya, illusion, just the mind and thinking about this, politics, whatever, and boom, 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 boom. And then we're just, the trick is, if possible, after some training and some real exercises, right, you get little muscles, right, and we get spiritual muscles, so we're able to have the awareness that we are soul 24/7, even in our dream state. And then we can actually experience the sound and light of God, not think about it, not read about it, but experience. As some of the folks in the Bible did, was it? So, you know, if you'd like to do, get involved with a spiritual path that helps you to actually experience the light, hear the sound, hear it, and have a teacher that will work with you on the inner planes, as I do, and that teacher is simply divine spirit. That's what it is. It's a teacher manifested in a physical form, but we have an outer master and an inner master, which is necessary, in my opinion, to really have the whole package. For masters that are gone, they work on another plane. They're not in this field of action any longer. So, you know, I would explore Ekankar. Thanks for asking. But the important thing is and I'll send you a couple links to maybe some books, Taliba. Thanks for the question. But, you know, a lot of ways up the mountains. Ekankar is not for everybody. I know people that have started burning off karma they got on it, and they jump back off and say, no, man, I'm not doing that. That was too weird. Because you will burn off karma, and you will burn off karma in your dreams, and things will move, and you'll start to have changes in your life that you might not like. But it's just like a healing crisis. So it's not for everybody. It just depends on how much you want to, when you want to do this lifetime. But God loves everybody, no matter what religion you are. Know that. Divine Spirit is there for you, regardless of what path you're on. You don't have to be on a certain path to recognize Divine Spirit in your life. You know that. It is what it is. It's there, in you, of you. We're made of it. Ekankar is just it just gives you a lot of tools, and it's kind of a bit of a shortcut, if you will. A bit of just some more tools, but you can do it on your own as well. Does that make sense? Of course, Divine Spirit is not going to say, well, I mean, you're not an Ekankar, so I'm not going to help you now. No. Doesn't work like that. Divine Spirit is what we're made out of. That's why we're all sparks of God. You tap into that, and just believing that is the way to tap into it. We've talked about it before, just believing. Wow. But it's important to think about it and contemplate it and write about it and spend time with it, not just, think about it for 10 minutes and then don't think about it again for the rest of the day. Then it doesn't work. You're back in the, in the optical collusion. It's an ongoing thing. Remember, wherever you go, there you are. Wherever your attention is where you are. So for years, I got sucked up into the whole political thing too. And then, that's hard on your body. But you can learn how to read. You can read headlines and think about politics if you want, like I do a show on money we talk about, and I can do without hurting myself because I've learned how to do it. But it just takes a little practice. It's just any other kind of skill. You just learn it. It's no, you know, nobody taps you on the shoulder with a little light that turns you into an angel. But the cool thing about having a teacher that works with you on the inner planes that you know that you are connected with, you have a commitment to, they literally, mine has, taken me places because I just surrender and say, well, my teacher's name on the inner plane is Wazi. Wazi, well, just, I'd like to go someplace really cool tonight and learn about this. And oftentimes you will. Now, that's a bonus. So you're actually, but you can do the same thing without tying into a particular teacher and who is divine spirit, is you can just ask God, you know, to show me why I'm just having a hard time with this relationship and go to sleep thinking about that. Dear God, I really like to know. And you'll start remembering your dreams and you could do some things. So cool, man. Molybdenum supports psychic abilities. Well, I get mine from horseradish, chaparral, and bitter melon. Horseradish peroxidase is used to a time-lapse fluorescence imaging of the brain. Yeah, that's interesting. I just purchased a month ago, some horseradish powder from Dr. Cowan. Oh, cool. So if you'd like to get some, support your psychic abilities, if you believe in that psychic stuff is worthwhile, which I don't. I kind of do spiritual stuff, which is above the psychic level, but, you know, it's fun. Horseradish peroxidase is used in time-lapse fluorescence imaging of the brain. Dr. Cowan, he has Dr. Cowan's powders on One Radio Network. He has a horseradish now. I love these powders. Dr. Naturopathic writes, Steve, he's a good researcher, Dr. Christensen recommends some lesser-known nutrients to support thyroid health. His article said molybdenum regulates fluoride, find in beans and intact whole grains. Morley Robbins' root cause protocol, which focuses on supporting proper copper regulation, has on his list of stop taking molybdenum supplements. So that's going along with Adam said. Oh. So Adam and Morley Robbins are on the same page there, that molybdenum screws up the copper thing. Thanks to Adam Bergstrom, now I know the mechanism there with how going off and off molybdenum will cause copper deficiencies in sheep, causing rows of black and white wool. Isn't it funny? So instead of taking isolate molybdenum supplements, just enjoy some beans, LOL with Molly. Right, Steve. But also, Steve, don't you think, I mean, I do, as I mentioned, if we're doing Living Streams Probies, Ken Rolla's, Living Stream Probiotics Minerals Supplement, Ken Rolla has the organic minerals in the Vitalizer Plus. Maybe if you wanted to really juice it up, you could even do some Intramax or Intramin. We'd be getting enough Molly, wouldn't we? I would think. I don't know. There's got to be enough Molly in there. Why would we need more? Molybdenum and iron and sulfur act like the three musketeers against glyphosate. Molybdenum enzymes include nitrogenase, nitrate reductase, xanthine oxidase, dihydrate oxidase, and sulfite. So now I might be back on molybdenum. I was off it for a half an hour. What happened? Gosh. So Adam's research says that, yeah, iron and sulfur and molybdenum gets rid of the glyphosates. I'll be darned. The only reason I even kind of even thought about the copper thing, I've had this copper cattywampus thing in my life, I don't know, copper karma. Plus, copper plays a part in gray hairs as well. And I started getting some gray hair when I was 40 resolution around the sun. I said, what's up with that? Okay, 888. I'll stick around for a few minutes as long as you guys are playing nice. Making nice, as my mom used to say. You make nice now. 888-663-63. Whoops. Water. Hold on. Whoa. Put my probies in my water. Man, you can taste those guys. So. Where are we? I'd like to order the Relax Sauna. I've been listening, talking about it for years. It's about time, don't you think? Sure, why not? Yeah, just how much? $9.95. Won't even know the price. I'll email them. $9.95 delivered. That's about all the current emails. But don't take molybdenum supplements, writes Andrew. It's abundant in food. Okay. Plus, on all these little minerals I'm getting, we don't need it, right? Okay. So that's the last time. I'll just the last change I'm going to make until I make another one on Molly. But that's the last one I'm going to make until I make another one on Molly molybdenum. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of up on my current emails. Oh, here comes another one. Jane. How's Tarzan, Jane? Just kidding. Did Wayne Blakely talk at all about the heart and any of his products do to strengthen the heart? Yes, he did. It's a great question. Alfalfa. I had some of the material on alfalfa. Living Streams has a product called Alfalfa. That's using probies to break down and make more absorbable alfalfa, which is, I read about it. Let me see if I find it here. He sends you some information with each product. This is pretty amazing. I had no idea about alfalfa. I'll read some of this then before we go. Check this out. Won't read the whole thing, but the powerful nutrients of alfalfa are not a new discovery. Chinese healers have used alfalfa as far back as the 6th century, mainly for kidney stones. Alfalfa is known to improve urinary tract health, detox the body, and rid it of harmful substances, support menstruation with its estrogenic properties. It has been noted for its use as a diuretic and appetite suppressant, often found in over-the-counter weight loss supplements. Huh. Also aids in the thyroid and helps function properly. It's a flowering plant. High protein, calcium, minerals, blah, blah, blah. It's used to control appetite. Oh, they put it in weight loss supplements. Interesting. Because alfalfa is one of the most nutrient-rich foods, it's used in a host of digestive problems. Ooh, I'm going to take that one. Muscle relaxation. Farmers consciously work to grow higher protein alfalfa. Delicate process can contain as much as 20% protein. Because of this, it's often used by vegetarians as an alternative protein source. Alfalfa is high in calcium, magnesium, potassium, carotene. One of the benefits of using alfalfa is that it works to protect the heart and helps with cell division. Since the discovery of alfalfa during the 6th century, alfalfa has been used to aid the body functions and correct imbalances. Kind of a miracle plant. Yeah, it's a heart thing. So you could do that around noon. take your alfalfa, Living Streams alfalfa, which is in probiotics, to break it down for your heart. You gotta have heart. Lots and lots and lots and lots of heart. Booty dooty dooty. One of these products he has, Shilajit's. Shilajit. Yeah, the glacier milk. If you want to get some Shilajit, get the Living Streams glacier milk. Once again, all these products with Living Streams are not listed individually in our store yet, but you can just click on any one of them and then grab it. And Shilajit, guys, hint, hint. Guys, listen up. If you're having any kind of issues south of the border, Shilajit, I've found, is an amazing thing. I'm a single guy, you know, I'm not looking for more help south of the border. I do cold showers. But anyway, but Shilajit, yeah, it's, yeah. So that's glacier milk. So that's just a little tip there you could add to elk velvet, pine pollen, and glacier milk. South of the border, down Mexico way. When I start singing, you know we're in trouble. So I think we're going to go now. And guess what? We are taking the day off Monday. It's Memorial Day, and we usually work on a holiday, if you call this work, but I thought, no, you know, boy, it's been busy week, busy couple weeks with this. So we're going to take the day off. Yeah, baby. We got some great guests for you next week. Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She missed her fourth week. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to change around a few things. Oh. Oh, glad I thought about that. Ooh. Yeah, Dr. Daniels will be here on the 29th. We had somebody else scheduled for the 29th. Ooh, I got to change that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. Such is life. So we have Dr. Jennifer Daniels next week, and Andrew Goss and the Masseys will take Monday off. So pretty easy week for me. Well, easy, and then Adam will be there next one, and then we got some more stuff. Oh, coming up. So have a nice weekend, kids. Let's yawn and stretch before we go. Oh, man. It feels so good. Do a lot of yawning and stretching. Don't forget Adam's blogs. He's got a lot, about 15 blogs, yawning and stretching. Have a nice weekend. Have your nitrite-free, grass-fed, hot dog on a gluten-free bun with organic mustard, nitrite-free beer. See, got you covered for Memorial Day. Ah, man, I tell you what, I just... Let me find something here first. Hold on. No. Where is it? Where? I've got to find the song. What happened to our closing song? Where did it go? Where did it go? Closing song. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Yeah, I remember Memorial Day. It's been some years now. I'll always remember this Memorial Day. I was down by the creek, and the Dalai Lama was there, and Doodle was there, and the Dalai Lama was there, and I was roasting these hot dogs on a little grill, you know, one of those little portable grills. They're about 2 feet, you know, those you can just move them around. And the Dalai Lama and I was roasting these hot dogs, and we had relish and mustard. It was really nice, and I was passing them out, a couple of the friends, and I said, what would you like, sir? And the Dalai Lama said, make me one with everything.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'.